There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Building a community of leather women, kinksters, sex geeks, sex-positive and empowered women, and those who love them, the International Miss Leather Weekend was last month, providing an extended weekend to meet, cruise and play for leather women. Last month, Australia's girl Ange won the title International Miss Leather and takes us through what the weekend was like for her now on Joy, as she not only talks about winning the title with Dean Arcuri, but what it means to proudly represent women and non-gendered individuals in our alternative and fetish communities.
Hi, I'm Girl Ange. I'm your International Miss Leather 2018.
In 1987, a group of women came together in San Francisco to celebrate leather women and select women who represent the community and would be recognised for the work they've done. And now, the International Miss Leather title has been passed on to Australia's own Girl Ange, who won IMSL 2018 last month. For some, being a title holder has been political. For others, it's been about community building, but all have embodied what it means to be not only a part of the women's alternative sex-positive community, but a leader. When many people think of the leather community, they often focus on leather men. So standing up and representing women and the non-gendered community is something that means a lot to Girl Ange.
It's super exciting. I know a huge amount of leather men and leather people that are not gendered specifically that are massively supportive of leather women and leather women in the community and leather women standing up and representing just as much as the men do. So this for me is fantastic. One of my goals is to hopefully bring the gender dispersion in our or discordance in our local Melbourne community, bring that a little bit closer together with this title is one of my goals. And we've seen some of that sort of stuff happening at the Laird shortly before I left, where they had the gender fluid weekend, which was fantastic. It's so important. It's been a male-oriented community from the beginning, and it's starting to balance out now. It's really, really important that there is space for all genders within this community. It is not a gender-exclusive community. It's a gender-inclusive community. So there's a lot of spaces that are men-only. That's fantastic. There is some spaces that are gender-inclusive. That's fantastic. But having more and having these women-only or, you know, women-identified-only events is also just as important as having those other spaces so everyone can have a space to be comfortable in.
Although she's still enjoying her time overseas after the competition, we caught up with Girl Ange and asked her what it was like at the International Miss Leather and Miss Bootblack weekend, not just on stage, but amongst it all as well.
Exhausting and fun and so many brilliant, amazing interactions with people in corridors and hallways and hollering across the restaurant at breakfast and coming up and giving you a hug and saying, hey, thank you for coming over and representing from Australia. Super excited that you're here. It was really, really challenging. I had four main people helping me out pretty much constantly the whole weekend to get dressed, be where I needed to be on time, make sure I had water, make sure I was fed. I had all of my outfits in a spreadsheet. There was one day I had 9 different outfit changes, and that was just in one day. So it's a pretty big affair, and it's really, really busy, but it's so super exciting and fun. I signed up for this, and I knew what I was signing up for, and I was looking forward to everything, even the challenges. I knew there was going to be challenges, and so when they came up, I'm like, yep, I signed up for this. This is what I'm here for. Bring it on. Let's go. So it was fantastic. I asked people what the IMSL conference was like before I came over here. And it's really, really hard to explain what that 4.5-day period of time feels like, where you've got workshops, numerous workshops that run constantly throughout the day. You've got the vendor space. You've got a dungeon that's open for a majority of the time. There's a pansexual part, and then there's a female-only part. We've got a great number of men that come to our event annually now, which is also fantastic. So there's shared space gender-wise, which is really good. There's also the contest, that has numerous different parts to it that you're assessed on. There's the Boot Black contest, which also has some same and some separate numerous parts to it. There's also, you know, the main events each day. On the Thursday night, there's Seduction. The Friday night, there's the opening and speeches. And then Saturday night, there's another opening. And then, you know, we have our fantasy and our pop costume and our sexy wear, and the winner's announced. And then Sunday night, we have the pool party and there's bawdy storytelling. So all of this stuff, like the pace of it, the experience of attending IMSL, the camaraderie of family that's within our leather community, and also the pace that the contestants were consistently at, stepping on the mark, making sure that they were places on time, making sure they were dressed, making sure they had everything that they needed. It's a huge commitment, both prior and on the weekend as a contestant. And it's also one of the most phenomenal things I've ever done in my life. It was so much fun. So much fun.
So what made Girl Ange want to enter International Miss Leather?
Sarge, who was IMSL 2015, approached me and offered to mentor me. So I spent a bit of time asking her questions and finding out what it was all about. And then last year, so 12 months after that started, I came over to America to attend the conference and see what the event was all about and see what the contest was all about, and took some notes. And after that, I finally made my decision. My motivation at the time was the sense of family that I got, that I was over here when I came over last year, and also bringing it back to the Australian community. That was my motivation for sure.
Well, it looks like the reconnaissance helped Girl Ange to be able to stand up at an international competition and represent not only herself, but her community as well.
Oh my gosh, it's super exciting. What does it mean to stand up and represent my leather community? It means a great deal to me. I spent a lot of time and effort putting in all of the groundwork before I came to this contest. I spent a great deal of time fundraising the money so that I could get over here. To be able to represent the community means everything to me. That's why I ran for this title.
But all the preparation and reconnaissance didn't stop the nerves from coming through when she got up on stage.
Oh my gosh, it was completely nerve-wracking. My ultimate goal wasn't to win. My ultimate goal was to do my very best. That was the win that I had set for myself. And I had complete faith in the judges, in that I wanted them to choose the best person to do the job. And if that happened to be me, then yay. And if that happened to be somebody else, then yay. This job is too important and it's too big to be done by somebody who's not fit for the job. So the platform is mine to do with whatever I want, but essentially I will be representing leather, kinky, queer women all over the world, wherever I can get to, whatever events I can attend, however many places I can get to and be and represent, then I will. I will be doing judging, there will be hosting gigs, MCs, speeches, all sorts of stuff like that.
So what was it like when she was announced as International Miss Leather 2018?
I just stopped for a minute and I'm like, wait a minute, are you sure? Really? Really? To be really honest with you, I wasn't sure that my very best was good enough. And so when that happened, I was like, oh, okay, great. My very best is good enough. It is good enough for this title. It is great. So that was just phenomenal. But there was a moment of hesitation. So I'm not in it for the accolades. I'm not in it because I thought I was the very best. I was in it because I thought I was good, and I really, really wanted to have a go, and I really, really wanted to represent. And now I do, and now here I am, bumbling my way through interviews and answering questions for papers and you know, lining up to be photographed with whoever's going to be our new IML and IMDb in another few weeks, which I'm super excited about also.
Well, congratulations to International Miss Leather 2018, Australia's own Girl Ange. We look forward to welcoming you back down under after a well-deserved break. But before we let you go, care to tell us what you did for your fantasy section on stage?
Well, we had an Alice in Wonderland tea party, but there was no tea in the teapot. So we all cuddled up with each other and created squirts. for the teapot so that we could have a tea party.
That was Dean Arcuri with International Miss Leather, Girl Ange.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.